It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
This is about the time of day I start fading.
Yeah.
You know.
Hurting.
A minute ago, I was trying to talk and go, you know, end up getting all choky. I got one of these things.
What you got there?
One of these soft peppermint deals.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen those in forever. Mm-hmm.
I love those too. And I only have one. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, that's okay. I have a whole thing of them at my house.
But I like these a lot better than straight mints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the hard peppermints.
Yeah.
And they're flat little discs.
Yeah. Is that making you feel better eating those?
It coats my throat.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah. But you know what doesn't help when your throat feels like it's got tickles in it?
What?
Eating peanut.
Ooh. Yeah.
That'll get you.
I just found that out.
They make different flavors in those. Have you had the different? They have like a key lime, a cotton candy.
He loves key lime. That would be perfect.
I should bring those in. They're delicious.
That is like a distinctly old person candy, though.
Yeah.
Like you just don't see those very often.
Yeah. My grandmother used to eat the sticks of the peppermint sticks.
Yeah.
They're soft, but they're also a stick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're about that big around.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. She'd be like, Lanny, could you go in there and get me a peppermint stick?
And those, remember those little strawberries, strawberry candies that look like a strawberry? That's like a distinctly old person candy, but my grandparents always had those on hand.
Always.
A lot of them.
We have them in the pantry.
Jody
likes them. Yeah.
They're good. And another thing, she, like, at Christmas, those, like, I don't even think they're that good. It's like the ribbon.
Ribbon candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it would always be broken.
Yeah.
We never had it, but I know what it is. It's an old 60s, 70s kind of candy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That hard Christmas candy that comes in a bag.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all stuck together.
Yeah. Yes. And the flavor is not great.
It's like cinnamon. It was red sometimes.
Yeah.
That was thin shards of candy.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jody got me two different types of tea. One is Sleepy Time Sinus.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is Sleepy Time Extra. So I guess it's got extra stuff to put you to sleep.
That's whatever. What you need.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work pretty well?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, you need to try that Sleepy Time Sinus. Reviews on that say it's great.
Yeah.
This was, you know, during the day. I said, well, I don't want to drink it if it's sleepy time. I don't want to go. I'm waiting until I go to bed.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it before I went to bed.
Yeah.
So are you taking a NyQuil or anything to help you sleep?
I take daytime and nighttime Mucinex.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That stuff knocks me out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of those things that I heard it mispronounced one time, and I thought it was funny, Mucinex. And now that's the way I always say it. And I know people think that I'm an idiot now because I say it as automatic, you know.
Mucinex.
It makes more sense as Mucinex because it's mucus, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Mucinex.
Mucinex. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should be Mucinex.
But on commercials, they call it Mucinex, so I figure that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
Do you have a flu or just a cold?
Just a sinus infection kind of stuff, yeah.
Mm. Man, are you going to go to the doctor for it, or you just fight this on your own?
I'll fight it on my own until I can't walk or I need to be in a croup tent or something.
We should get a group down in here for
yeah.
TJ.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
But I do feel like when you're sick, you're not sick very long. I feel like mine drags out for like a month. I have a cough yeah. forever.
Yeah. I think the cough will linger on this one.
It's a linger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most annoying part is the cough after. Right. It's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm okay. I just sound like I have.
Yeah.
And then when I cough, this pain comes right here in my forehead.
Oh, God. That's hard.
You know, that's pressure, man.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Do you take long hot showers or baths or anything to just feel better?
Two things that I do when I'm when I have sinus issues that I don't do normally. One, I drink orange juice. Mm. I crave orange juice.
The vitamin C.
And two is the hot shower.
Yeah.
Because I normally take cold showers pretty much.
That which is
Luke showers.
That is just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like a hot shower.
Mm.
Yeah. When I'm sick, that's all I want to do is like stand in the shower for 20 minutes until the hot water runs out.
Do you ever have those menthol shower
yeah,
steamers?
Those things are amazing.
Yeah, those are good.
Those bombs, shower bomb. Yeah, our hot water doesn't run out.
It doesn't run out?
No. We got one of those tankless hot water things.
Oh, wow.
And it keeps it hot for, I guess it would eventually run out, but it heats the water as it goes through it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so,
well, for all of Jody's baths.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sit in a tank.
Is she still a one bath every day?
Yeah, usually a shower in the morning and a bath at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does the bath last?
It depends on if something is coming on TV she wants to watch with me or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it doesn't, if there's nothing that she wants to watch, she can be in there an hour easily.
So her bath isn't the last thing of the day. She comes back out. She reemerges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And she'll say, I'm going to take a bath, get my pajamas.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Every night she has to tell, this is what I'm about to do.
It's a declaration.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Like it's different sometimes. Yeah.
Are you a bath person, Lindsay?
I used to be. Now I'm more of just a shower.
Yeah.
Then when you got little kids, it's hard to get in there and just relax. And
yeah.
Stuff.
It's never a relaxing bath. But one day I will come back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom loves a bath still. She loves her bath every day.
What's not to love, though?
There's no appeal to me at all.
I don't like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm too fat to be comfortable in a bathtub.
You can fit in a bathtub.
I mean, I can fit in there, but it's not like I'm tall, like I got to crunch my legs up. It's just not a relaxing experience for me.
But the more bubbles you put, the less stomach you see, which I like.
Yeah. It's been a real long time since I've had a bubble bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would seem like whenever you get out of a bubble bath, you need to get in the shower. To rinse all the bubbles off of you.
Yeah. That's true. I mean.
But now, do the bubbles do the work of the cleaning? You still have to clean yourself if you're in a bubble bath?
I like to think so, since my kids take a bubble bath every night. I like to think it cleans. But I don't really know. I don't really know.
Do you put them both in the bathtub at the same time?
So, yes, until recently. And it's... now just double the work. It was so easy putting them in there together. Yeah. They started getting, I don't know, too inquisitive.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
So now we do them separate. And I'm like, dang, this takes longer.
Pain. Yeah. Like, I get it, but that's also a huge pain.
Pain.
Yeah.
And double the time. So.
Yeah. I miss that, though.
Bathtub.
When kids are really little and you have to give them a bath. And it's more when they're babies.
Yeah.
You know, you putting the lotion on them and the whole thing. I mean, it's a bonding time.
Yeah.
You know, because you play with them and sing to them and try to get them to laugh. And I used to sing Ain't No Sunshine to Lainey when she was a little baby whenever I would give her a bath.
Oh, I love that.
And then she'd start going, oh, like when I was trying to sing the, you know, and I know, she'd start,
I wonder if that's why she became a singer. I mean, liked to sing.
Yeah. I mean, we've been pumping music to her her whole life.
Interesting.
Was it a team effort with you and Jody to do in the bath, or was that your job?
At that time in our lives, it was my job. I wanted to do that. I wanted to give her bath at night and her last bottle before putting her to bed.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I remember it was during the first season of Survivor. Mm. You remember how huge that was? And then I had to watch it every night because we were talking about it on the radio the next morning. And so I remember giving her that bottle. I put her on a bed pillow and then put the bottle up there like this. And then I had a Lazy Boy rocker, and I would rock her taking her bottle while I was watching Survivor.
Mm. Funny.
And then do the burping and whatever. And then I'm a master swaddler.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible at it, so I'm glad that you're good at it, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's the wrapping the baby. Because
you want to wrap them like a burrito, basically.
Yeah, tight.
And I'd wrap her up and go put her, and she'd fall asleep watching Survivor, and then I'd just go lay her down.
It's funny what you remember, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that.
And that's why I don't understand these dads that don't want to do that sort of thing.
Right.
Or try to get out of it, or brag about, man, I don't know what kind of medicine my kids were on when they were babies. I don't know. Like, you could ask me at any time what medicines my kids take and what works best for ear infections on them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you should know as a people that it's not something to brag about, but people do.
We used to work for a guy who would brag about he'd never changed a diaper.
Really?
And he had kids?
He had a kid, yeah.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. I don't let that slide. No way.
Like, that's not something to be bragging about.
First of all, I'm questioning your wife at this point.
Mm-hmm. Questioning her hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What are the tools of the trade for a real sex therapist? Not just a sex prostitute worker, but a sex therapist. Coming up next.
More Extra Funny next.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
TJ Riggins Prime Plus members get all of the shows commercial free, plus a segment called Extra Extra Funny, all for the low, low price of $4.99 a month or $54.89 for a 12-month subscription. Sign up at the Media Center at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. There is a woman, her name is Georgina Vass, and she is a sex therapist. She lives in the UK, but she's an American. And they're asking her about, you know, what it's like to be a sex therapist. And like I said earlier, she's a real therapist. She's not a prostitute. And, you know, what do they call those? Surrogate sex partner or something like that.
Where they actually hook up with seems shady.
She is a sex therapist, and she's talking about how she has to watch porn. And she has to go to sex shops and research vibrators and things like that, visits dungeons and see what that's all about.
Yikes.
And you see that and you go, okay, well, all right. But it makes sense that if she's in there talking, she said, the subject of pornography comes up in my sessions all the time. So I need to be well-versed on what's out there. When they say I'm into this type of porn, I need to know what that is. And the same with if she's recommending a vibrator or something to somebody, she needs to know what she's talking about. Now, it doesn't say that she goes and gets them and tries them out and then says, I use this one, you should use that one. But she reads up on them and she studies what kind this is and what kind. And you say, well, I've seen where people are saying that this one does this and this one does that and stuff. But if you're telling people that I have to do this for my job, you know, they're like,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
Especially if you're attractive, which mm-hmm. she is.
Oh, she is hot. That I was going to ask.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Georgina.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. I'm trying to get picture to enlarge to show you. But
let's see here. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But are there any male sex therapists? Because they always seem to be women.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah. I don't know.
And who are her clients? Women? Exclusively women?
No. She didn't say exclusively anything.
Like couples.
She's got some stories.
Oh, yeah, sure. I would think men go to sex therapists more than women.
I would think. Really?
Yeah.
She has to go visit dungeons. Like, and that's like part of your job. Like on a Tuesday, you got to go down in somebody's sex dungeon.
Ew. Can you imagine the smell? So for like addicts, I'm trying to.
Any of it.
Any of it.
Addicts, people who can't perform, people who, you know, let's say you and Kyle, you know, you've been married how long?
8 years.
8 years. So all of a sudden, Kyle develops this fascination with tattooed, muscular biker chicks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Could see that.
But his fascination has developed to where that's the only thing that turns him on.
Okay.
And it's causing problems in y'all's marriage, relationship.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'd go see
Would go see her.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not like that. You're not like a tattooed up biker chick.
I remember I dated someone one time. Don't you want a sleeve tattoo? I'm like, do you know me?
A sleeve?
Yeah. This ain't going to work.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we need to go probably see someone. No,
yeah. Yeah, so she would try to get to what caused that obsession with him all of a sudden and fix it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a big job to do.
Yeah.
She is cute, and she looks great in hot pink, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a good skin tone.
Got an Italian look about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark features.
Mm-hmm.
But man, but that is a job I wouldn't want.
Yeah, I don't know the technique that you would use to get somebody would you say you can't ever have that type of woman? You can't ever look at that type of woman again, like an alcoholic or something? Or would you say there are other things that are out there that are more exciting than that? So you wouldn't have to say, don't ever think about them. Muscular biker woman again, but when you think of it, also think of Lindsay's type. That's just as important.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or do they do like a hypnotizing thing? You know, you've seen that.
Yeah.
You will never like a biker chick again.
Yeah. Every time you see a tattooed muscular biker chick, your crotch will feel like it's on fire.
Yeah.
Some people really do believe in that.
In hypnosis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Or she might even like try to convince Kyle or tell him a way that he could talk to Lindsay about changing her look.
Right.
You know, she might double down on it and be like, hey, you like what you like. Here's how you could bring it up to her if this is something you're interested in.
I could start like a round of injections, get a sleeve, get a bike.
Just or start with some temporary tattoos.
Or you could just role play, maybe. Just say, try role playing a couple of nights a week.
Yeah, I can't see Lindsay going for it, but she might suggest it.
You know those shirts that have the tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't. No. No way. See ya.
I don't think so.
Kick them to the curb.
Because, you know, they always say that you don't fantasize about what you have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You fantasize about something you don't have.
Yeah. I just can't picture you bringing up the idea of a sex dungeon to Jody. Like, just like, hear me out. What if we, renovated the basement into a sex dungeon? What?
A dungeon.
That just would
it's
not
already
fly.
A dungeon down there.
That's what she said.
It always stinks.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It feels like a dungeon.
Just that would not fly.
No.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
I don't need some woman telling me I need a sex dungeon.
Yeah. You mind your business.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not good enough for you, then go find somebody you think he is.
Yeah,
exactly. She's not tolerating any of that stuff.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
You want me to do what? Sleeve tattoo?
Can you imagine trying to bring that up to her? No way, Jose.
It wouldn't even have to be a big change.
No.
Just the tiniest thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, put your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah. Don't tell me.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
I got this Diana Ross wig for you, if you don't mind. Throw this up. What? Now.
No more blood pops. Those are only one point. Do what I want.
Yeah, that would not work.
I love it.
Yeah, if we could just not have candy in the bedroom.
That's true. Yeah.
You don't have to look at it. Is what you'd say. You don't have to look at it.
Where is it? It's in her nightstand?
Mm-hmm.
I have
it's
that,
like,
too.
It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory in your bedroom.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I know.
But, you know, you never know when you're going to get a craving.
Well, yeah, but you could also go out to the kitchen. I mean, it needs to be like, that's like emergency status. Like, I got to have it right now.
Oh, I have snacks. I have snacks in my side table. That's worse than candy. Yeah. I have, like, snacks.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a healthy situation.
But Jody will get in there and look at her phone for a long time before she goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so that's, she'll suck on a blow pop while she's scrolling, playing Candy Crush or whatever on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
She's crushing candy and crushing candy.
Yeah.
All the candy crushing.
I know.
Love it.
What a scene.
In a dungeon. In a dungeon.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.